The Daily Dose of Deets. I love that. DDD. Daily Dose of Deets. I'm going to use that. I'm going to steal that and act like I made it up. Congratulations to the entire WJR family, the people you hear on the radio or see on the streams, and especially the people behind the scenes, whether it be the producers, the engineers, the people who work in the back office. Who am I missing here, Mike? I want to congratulate everybody, because everybody at WJR should take a bow for raising over $1.34 million through the 39th Bed and Bread Club Radiothon. Just spectacular. And Ann Thomas also received yet another award from the Salvation Army. So God bless her. God bless everybody that made that thing happen. All right. Last week, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, former President Bill Clinton, appeared before separately for closed-door depositions before the House Oversight Committee as part of its ongoing investigation into the late Jeffrey Epstein. With more on what went on in the hearings, we check with our Director of Community Affairs and News, the one and only Marie Osborne. Good afternoon, Marie.
Hi there, Paul. So Hillary Clinton testified first. She spent about 6 hours answering lawmakers' questions. She repeatedly stated she had, quote, no idea about Epstein's criminal activities, and insisted she never met him, and said she never visited his island, homes, or offices. Clinton also said she knew Ghislaine Maxwell only casually, and that Maxwell's attendance at Chelsea Clinton's Wendy, that was as a guest of somebody else. She criticized the committee, though, for refusing to hold the hearing publicly. Now, the following day, her husband, Bill Clinton, appeared under subpoena. That marks the first time in more than 40 years that a former president has been compelled to testify before Congress. And he told lawmakers, quote, I saw nothing and did nothing wrong, acknowledging he had known and traveled with Epstein in the past, but denied any awareness of criminal behavior. Committee members described his deposition as productive, though Republicans said they were hoping to learn more. Now, Paul, both Clintons emphasized that neither had information that would advance the investigation, while the committee signaled that more testimony and document releases could be forthcoming.
Well, I understand they both were very angry. Supposedly, they're going to show us the video of what took place. The problem is I can't believe anybody who's talked about this. Yet, first of all, it was all confidential. And then, like I said at the time, after Hillary went in there, within 10 minutes, there were reports of what she said. I mean, this is just ridiculous. And then we heard from some Republicans that she screamed. She lost it. She screamed. Well, show us the video, because we're supposed to see the video, and let's see what happened. And he was very angry. And here's what I'm going to go out on a limb on and say. All of these people that they're going after, I'm not even just talking about the Clintons right now, because Bill's had some trouble in the past. But do we really believe that there would be that many people, Marie, that you and I would know, for example, that would see this kind of atrocity and let him keep getting away with it? I don't believe that. I just don't believe there's a whole bunch of people that knew what he was doing and looked the other way. I don't want to believe that. I don't want to live in a world where that would happen.
I have to agree with you. I don't want to believe that either. But do you think maybe there were some people, maybe one or two people, maybe three, who did see something questionable and not say anything, not step forward and say anything? I just wonder, out of all those people, that not one of them, and then we're looking at the people too. We're talking about people who've had problems in their past as well. You know, Bill Gates, we know that he's had issues. Woody Allen, there's another one. Bill Clinton, these are the people that we're talking about here.
Those are the people. It's a handful. But it's more than one. And I think, you might be absolutely right about those people that you mentioned, because they have all had troubles and had their hands full, if you will. The first thing I think about are the pilots. I think about anybody who worked on the island. There were people there, cleaning people, maintenance people, lawn people. There were a lot of people around there. Now, even if they signed those, what do you call them?
Non-compete or non-disclosure.
NDAs or something like that. Non-disclosure. If you sign a non-disclosure, I believe this is the case, and you could be able to find this out quickly. If you sign a non-disclosure, but then the person that you sign the non-disclosure for is doing wildly illegal, immoral things, I think you are free and clear to call the authorities. I believe that's the case. If it's not the case, shame on lawyers who came up with NDAs or whoever came up with non-disclosure, whatever they're called.
Now, they did have some workers on that island. They did come forward and say that they saw, and I know specifically that they'd seen Bill Clinton on the island and they'd seen other people.
And Bill Clinton said under oath that he's never been on the island.
I know. I know. Will we ever know the truth?
Online, there was a picture of Hillary with Bill, with Epstein standing in the middle. And she said she never met him. But the problem is, with AI run amok, I have no idea if it's a legitimate picture.
Yeah.
I don't trust anything I see online anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And will we ever know the truth is what I'm curious about here.
Yeah. Is there what do you call it when time runs out? Maybe there isn't a statute of limitations on this, or did that get removed?
I don't know. Or a shelf life, like at the grocery store, someone should just stamp it with a expiration date.
Well, it's all, everything we talk about anymore has gone past a shelf life, if you ask me. But I don't know about, from a legal standpoint, where they stand on all that. All right.
Right.
Anything else, Riri?
No, we're just keeping an eye on developments in the Middle East. And
thank you for that. And thank you for doing a great job over the weekend with our coverage.
Oh, you're very welcome. It was
you
very
and,
important.
Ann Thomas
that.
Stepped up and decided to carry the Fox News network. It was all great. WJR continues to be the place to be when news is happening. That's a fact. We proved it again this past weekend. Thanks, Marie Osborne, WJR's Director of Community Affairs and News, as we continue on WJR. Well, it's a nice day, still a bit chilly, but it's a nice day and a great day to think about the weather warming up and thinking about home improvement projects. And the most important yet overlooked spring home improvement project is getting your roof inspected to make sure it is still keeping the water outside of your home. Why is that important for the spring? Well, the freeze-thaw cycles of the winter can cause the shingles on your roof to become brittle and to develop tiny micro-cracks in them. Call Victor's Home Solutions today before the spring rush hits and schedule a free 21-point roof inspection. They're going to go over every square inch of your roof and make sure there is nowhere that water can get in. This also allows you to catch minor problems early and fix them with an inexpensive repair. Repairing water damage from a leaky roof is far more expensive than keeping your roof maintained and making minor repairs along the way. Think about that. That's good news and good information. Repairing water damage from a leaky roof is far more expensive than keeping your roof maintained and making minor repairs along the way. That's why if you got to call Victor's. And by the way, if it's time for a new roof, Victor's has you covered. And having had two new roofs from Victor, I am thrilled with their prompt follow-up, on-time appointments, clear communication, perfect installation the first time. If they say they're going to be there, they're going to be there. That alone is a big deal. It shouldn't be, but it is. Prompt follow-up, on-time appointments, clear communication, perfect installation the first time. They also offer, by the way, an interesting industry-leading 50-year leak-free guarantee on every roof they install. So, call today before the spring rains get into your home. It's 1-866-VICTORS, 1-866-VICTORS. Of course, you can go online simply at victors.com, victors.com. We continue in focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR.